USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has disavowed chance of send her back that took place at a rally on Wednesday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California was also asked about the president's comments and says we do have to remember one thing.
The president didn't join in any chant like that. And if you're going to claim the president having a battle over a socialist issue and the socialist Democrats, that's one that he has taken up even in the State of the Union.
President Trump says a U.S. Navy airship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew, the drone was immediately destroyed.
Speaking from the White House this afternoon, the president added that tensions have been running high between Iran and the United States in the Persian Gulf. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence is warning against a rise in anti-Semitism.
Regrettably, the world's oldest hatred has even found a voice in the halls of our United States Congress. So let me say clearly, anti-Semitism is not just wrong, it's evil.
The vice president making those comments at a State Department summit to promote religious freedom. Bail denied for a politically connected billionaire. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
No amount of money could convince the judge to release convicted sex offender and billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein on bail as he awaits trial on new charges in New York concerning allegations that he had sex with underage women, some as young as 14. Prosecutors had argued that Epstein's wealth and access to a private jet and motive to flee would be reasons that he should remain locked up. Epstein's lawyers were pushing to have him out on bail and able to live in his Manhattan mansion under heavy supervision.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department on Thursday.
We're all in this fight together. You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope, too, that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day and always.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016. There's a multi-state E. coli outbreak. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us what to watch out for.
More than 20 people in 7 states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we have some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States. Consumers should check their freezer to see if they have any of the recalled bison, and if you order bison at a restaurant, make sure it's not rare and thoroughly cooked.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.